free writing recorded in France on Friday the 27th of July at 7:40 in the morning. Mobile home, Ciblou. I hear French sounds, voices distant, the French fridge, the cooing of dove, the silence of the campsite. She walked out on her deck, clothed in a black and rose decorated dressing gown. Her fingers clutched a half-smoked cigarette. I think of this writing being read, the kettle warming up, the tapping of an unnamed source. This is what holiday is. This is all holiday is, the full story. And it irritates me, that bloody tapping. A woodpecker arrives in through the window of my mind, blown up in wondrous colours. What is holding all this together? Is together the state of being tight in bed with others? Are we together with the Greeks in that horse they used to capture Troy at last? I receive the memory of News Talk FM podcast, the history program. The trouble with French kettle is its lack of whistle. What good is a kettle that tricks you into stating it's lost or never had its whistle, and then zaps me with a steady climb into sound that calls out for release. Release me from this scalding pot where I am beyond fit to boil. Now, with conflicting loyalties to this page, to that sound, parenthesis, interrupted by the universe in the form of my wife's voice. She stirred to register her presence and desire to be shot of the noise of the kettle, the waste of Earth's precious energy. End of parenthesis. I looked out and saw the bare chest of our neighbour sitting on his plastic white garden chair. The hour moves on into the realm of the social, the time when it will be inevitable that talk will emerge as the discourse. Beyond being into doing, past the registration into the registry, this is the start of the campsite awakening. Hot tea waits on Formica, a loud bird. A few more seconds, I hope. Finished at 7:57.